Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Now, do you celebrate Christmas, Elsie?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is when my family and I are opening gifts.
Mm-hmm.
打开礼物的时候最喜欢。What's yours?
Well, I like the gifts too, but I think my favorite part is the delicious dinner and all the pretty Christmas lights and music.
You are right. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to a German Christmas market?
I haven't, but after today's article, I think I'm going to want to. And that's because I think there's a lot of delicious food there.
There is, but you can find more than just food there.
Okay, well, I'm getting too excited now. I need to know what's there.
Okay, let's get started then.
Okay.
Having fun at a German Christmas market. Gretel and Hansel are at a Christmas market in Germany.
Wow, this market is so cool. Do they have a market every Christmas?
Yes, it's traditional to have Christmas markets here in November and December.
Hey, these decorations are cute. I like the Santa Claus.
That is nice.I like this handmade nutcracker.
What's it for?
You use it to open nuts.
These cookies smell great.
Those are Lebkuchen. You can smell the spices.
I think I'll have one. Do you want one too?
All right, I'll try one.
Word power!
Market. Market.My grandma buys fresh fruit, vegetables, and fish at the farmer's market. My grandma buys fresh fruit, vegetables, and fish at the farmer's market. Cool. Cool. Joanna looks so cool in her new clothes. Joanna looks so cool in her new clothes.Traditional. Traditional. It's traditional to give cards and presents to your friends and family at Christmas. It's traditional to give cards and presents to your friends and family at Christmas. Cookie. Cookie. Emma was hungry.So she ate some cookies. Emma was hungry, so she ate some cookies.
All right, let's start out today's article by setting the scene. We have a scenario here. It says Gretel and Hansel are at a Christmas market in Germany. Now, before we start talking about the words in that sentence, I want to just make a quick note. Do you know who Gretel and Hansel are?
No, can you tell us?
They are the characters from the story, the fairy tale, the gingerbread man, or the gingerbread house.
Jumping.
They're the children who go to find the
gingerbread. Yeah,
so it's nice, interesting German names to use here.
Gretel and Hansel.
Hansel, right. All right, so we said Gretel and Hansel are at a Christmas market in Germany. Now, a market is our first word, power word today. It's a noun. It's spelled M-A-R-K-E-T, market. Let's find out what it is and where they are.All right, let's find out what a market is. Now, a market is a place, often in one big building or in a big open area outside, where people sell things they've made or grown. Now, Taiwan is full of markets. It's got flower markets, art markets, vegetable markets, night markets, 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 markets. They're everywhere in Taiwan. Here's an example. My grandma buys fresh fruit,vegetables and fish at the farmer's market. My grandma buys fresh fruit, vegetables and fish at the farmer's market.
Market 就是所谓的市集或者是市场。那么例句说呢，我奶奶在农夫市集里面购买新鲜的蔬果和鱼。My favorite night market 夜市 is 士林 night market. What's yours?
I think In Taipei, I would probably say Raohe.
Raohe night market.
But in Kaohsiung,
I don't know. Is it called Liohe?
It is. There is one, but
you don't like
my favorite.
Oh, okay.
My favorite is in, it's in Zuoying district.
Zuoying?
But I can't remember what the name of it is.
Okay, you can tell me later.
Yeah.
文章的背景呢，在这边我们回到文章里面来看哦，他在说的是 Gretel 跟 Hansel， 他在德国的一个圣诞市集里面。Germany 是德国的意思，那德国人德文德国的怎么说呢？那就是 German。
All right, now before we get into our conversations here today, we should know that Hansel and Gretel are going to be saying some words from German that might not be so easy to pronounce, so we'll try our best and bear with us. All right. Okay, so Hansel starts today's conversation. He says, wow, this market is so cool.Now, that is an interesting way to describe the market. Let's find out what he means by cool. This is an adjective. It's spelled C-O-O-L, cool. What does it mean? We'll find out right now. When we use cool in this way, that's so cool, we're saying that something is interesting, stylish, or pleasing in some way. Now, it's a very informal word, which means you won't hear it in a business setting. It's often used by young people to show that they like something a lot. Here's an example. Joanna looks so cool in her new clothes.Joanna looks so cool in her new clothes.
Cool 这个形容词呢，就是中文的酷，好酷的酷。那我们例句说呢 ，Joanna 穿上新的衣服，看起来好酷。那 cool 它也可以用来形容天气哦，代表天气是凉爽的。We can use it to describe the weather too,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
那回到这个文章当中呢，回到对话当中 ，Hansel 他觉得这个市集很酷。Hansel thinks this German market is very cool.
Okay, well, let's find out what they're going to see at this market and why it is so cool. It says...Here, he also asks, do they have a market every Christmas?
Oh, 这边他有个问题，他问到他们每年圣诞节都有市集吗？ I bet they do.
Yeah, it's called the German Christmas Market. Yeah. I bet it's every year. Gretel says, yes, it's traditional to have Christmas markets here in November and December. Might as well make it 2 months. It's more fun that way.All right, well, it's traditional to have this market in November and December. This adjective traditional is our word power word, so let's find out what it means. It's spelled T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-A-L, traditional. All right, we're talking about the adjective traditional. Now, this adjective describes something that's been done by a group in the past, and now that action continues in the present. Now, this often happens with families and cultures. For example, at Christmas, my family always has dinner at my grandmother's house.We could say this action is traditional because it's the same every year. Now, when it comes to a culture, we could say that it's traditional to wear red and gold at Chinese New Year. These colors have special meaning at this time, and so you see them everywhere. Here is an example. It's traditional to give cards and presents to your friends and family at Christmas.It's traditional to give cards and presents to your friends and family at Christmas.
Traditional 这个形容词呢是传统的。那我们例句说啊，传统上呢，圣诞节的时候会寄送卡片跟礼物给亲友。那如果我们把字尾的 al 拿掉，就会变成它的名词叫做 tradition， 它是传统的意思。所以我们也可以说啊 ，having Christmas markets here in November and December.Is a tradition. 也就是德国每年十一、十二月的时候举办的圣诞市集是个传统。
All right, so now we know when it happens, where it happens. Let's find out what they can see there. Hansel says, Hey, these decorations are cute. I like the Santa Claus.
Oh, so they're seeing some decorations.Decoration 这个名词呢就是装饰品。那我们通常在圣诞节的时候都会放上 decorations。那它的动词呢是 decorate。 D-E-C-O-R-A-T-E, decorate.、Mm-hmm. Hansel 觉得呢这些 Christmas decorations, 圣诞装饰好可爱。他特别喜欢 Santa Claus, 圣诞老人的这项装饰。
Mm-hmm. We usually just say Santa, though.
Santa.
Right. All right. Well, Greta says, that is nice. I like this handmade nutcracker.All right, now I do want to point out that、mm-hmm. we're going to emphasize in that first sentence, that is nice. We're not just going to say, that is nice, because she kind of sounds like a robot if she says it like、uh-huh. that. Here's how you have to say that sentence. That is nice.
That is nice.、Yeah. I like this handmade nutcracker.
Well, maybe that's a little bit too much, but yes, you have to give a little bit more emphasis、yeah. to that is.、
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Handmade, 这个字呢是一个形容词代表手工制成的。那 Gretel 她喜欢的是手工制成的 nutcracker.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elsie, I have to know...What's this funny word, nutcracker?
Nutcracker 就是胡桃钱 Have you seen nutcrackers before?
Actually, now that you said that,、uh-huh. I think I have.
Yeah.
In fact, in Canada, when you see a nutcracker at Christmas, it's often shaped like a soldier.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. But you can just have normal nutcrackers、mm-hmm. too. They're just, yeah. All right. Well, Hansel says...What's it for?
Good question.、Mm-hmm. Hansel 这边问到呢，那 nutcracker 它是用来干嘛的呢？
Of course, this seems like a silly answer. Yeah. Gretel tells him, you use it to open nuts or crack nuts.
对，所以胡桃钳就是用来开胡桃，或者你说核桃也可以。
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Hansel has another thing to say. Now, they're getting to the best part. They are talking about food now.
Okay.
Okay, so the decorations are finished. We're on to the good part. Here it says, these cookies smell great. Of course they do. They're cookies. Let's find out what cookies are. Cookie is a noun. It's spelled C-O-O-K-I-E, cookie. And we're going to find out what it means right here. Okay, let's talk about one of my favorite things, cookies. Now, a cookie is a small, usually flat, sweet snack. Kind of like a cake, but a lot smaller, and you can have lots of little different ones.Now, cookies can have different things inside them, including chocolate, candies like M&Ms, fruit, nuts, and more. And, of course, they're very tasty. But if you eat too many of them, you might feel sick because they're full of sugar. Here's an example. Emma was hungry, so she ate some cookies. Emma was hungry, so she ate some cookies.
Cookie 这个字呢就是饼干的意思啦。那我们例句说啊 ,Emma 饿了所以她吃了这些饼干。接下来呢我们回到文章当中再看看 Hansel 跟 Gretel 之间的对话是什么。What are you talking about here?
Okay, well they're talking about cookies. And of course, when you're cooking cookies in the oven,
yeah.
right, everything is getting really hot、mm-hmm. and they start to smell amazing.、
Oh.
So let's talk about the verb smell here.
Smell, 在这边呢它当作连缀动词使用哦代表的是闻起来。后面呢可以直接加上一个形容词就像是刚刚 Hansel 说的 These cookies smell great. 这些饼干闻起来好香。Mm-hmm. 那我们另外也可以说啊 smell 后面也可以加上 like, 再加上一个名词比如说 the food smells like trash. 食物闻起来像垃圾。
Ooh, I smell that. I want the cookies back.
Okay.
All right. Well, here we go, Elsie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a shot. Gretel is talking about the cookies. She、yeah. says, those are Lebkuchen. You can smell the spices.
Lebkuchen.
Something like that. Yep.
这里的 smell 它就不是连缀动词了好我们说你可以闻这些香料它那个闻它是一个一般动词闻某个东西就是 smell something 那这些饼干呢叫做 Lebkuchen 就是所谓的姜饼所以你可以闻到 spices 香料的味道
Now I do love a good cookie full of spice That's one of my favorites I love those strong spicy cookies Alright, well Hansel he thinksthat these cookies smell so good、
yep.
that he says, I think I'll have one. Do you want one too?
那这边的 one 指的就是 one cookie. Hansel 说我想来吃一块饼干看看你要一个吗 Do you want one?、
Mm, yeah, of course. And of course, Gretel agrees. She says, All right, I'll try one.
All right, 它就是好行的意思，表示赞同。所以代表呢 Gretel 也要来吃一块。So they're now happily eating the cookies.
Right.In some cases, it's okay to eat cookies before your food.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're at a German Christmas market.
Because、especially. The cookies are really delicious.
Right. All right. Well, we finished up with Hansel and Gretel's conversation today. We're going to go to our magic box for now, and then we'll be back with today's review time.
Magic box. 找亮点
Hello, everyone.Something smells good. 什么东西好香哦，害我肚子开始咕噜咕噜了。好，我们不分心。说到这个闻起来，我们动词会用 smell 这个字。不过你注意听到我刚刚说 something smells good， 我在动词 smell 后面竟然直接加一个形容词 good。我们从小学英文都说动词如果要用形容的话，我们要用副词形容。为什么这里可以直接加形容词呢？今天 Winnie 就来好好跟大家解释。这里 smell 呢当作动词，不过呢是叫做连缀动词，后面呢可以直接加形容词。因为啊，这里形容的是形容名词 something， 不是拿来形容动词，所以当然可以直接加形容词啦。我们再造一句 ：The milk smells bad. I think you should throw it away.Bad 呢是拿来形容主词 milk， 闻起来好像坏掉了，而不是拿来修饰动词。意思呢就是牛奶闻起来坏掉，所以你应该赶快丢掉它。既然闻起来 smell 后面可以加形容词，那聪明的大家是不是马上想问，那看起来、吃起来、摸起来、感觉起来是不是都一样呢？没错哦，所以啦，你看到 look、taste、feel 这些都是连缀动词，后面可以直接加形容词。比方说 ，This game looks interesting. Can I play with you? 这游戏看起来很有趣，我也想要一起玩啊！今天呢，有好闻的，又有好玩的。Let's make another sentence before we go. 这颗苹果闻起来好甜，我们来吃吧。这句话呢，你可以试着翻成英文吗 ？Well, excuse me, I'm going to cut some apples. See you.
The answer is, this apple smells so sweet. Let's eat it. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Review Time. We are going to play a guessing game. Elsie is going to have to read my mind.
What?
I'm going to think of a word. She will have to guess which word is in here, but she doesn't just have to say the words. She needs to ask questions.
Oh, so okay, 问问题, that's better.
Yes.
All right, so do you have the word in your mind now? I think
yes.
You do.Okay, you're ready. So, is this word long?
Long as in, is the thing long or the word is long?
No, it's the word. How, like, are there a lot of letters in the word?
It's not short, but it's not the longest word power.
Okay, 那如果不是很长，不是很短，那就是 market 或是 cookie. Can you eat the thing?
Yes.
Cookie.
Yes.
饼干.
Of course that's my
first. Because you love cookies.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, Elsie, I want you to think of one now.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Is this word an adjective?
Adjective, 形容词. Yes, it is an adjective.
Okay, so it's not cookie and it's not market. Those are nouns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it have more than one meaning?
Does it have more than one meaning? 有没有超过一个意思啊？有。
Oh, so I think that this word is cool.
Cool. You are so cool. You guessed the word.
Yes, so cool.
因为一个是很酷的酷，一个是形容 weather 天气的凉爽。
All right. Well, I'm not sure we have much time to keep playing this game, Elsie, but there are two word power words and tons of magic box words out there for you guys to play this game with. So try it with your friends and classmates now. All right, we are going to say goodbye for today, but we'll see you back here again tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Having fun. at a German Christmas market. Gretel and Hansel are at a Christmas market in Germany.
Wow, this market is so cool. Do they have a market every Christmas?
Yes, it's traditional to have Christmas markets here in November and December.
Hey, these decorations are cute. I like the Santa Claus.
That is nice. I like this handmade nutcracker.
What's it for?
You use it to open nuts.
These cookies smell great.
Those are Lebkuchen. You can smell the spices.
I think I'll have one. Do you want one too?
All right, I'll try one.
Market, market. My grandma buys fresh fruit, vegetables, and fish at the farmer's market. My grandma buys fresh fruit, vegetables, and fish at the farmer's market. Cool, cool. Joanna looks so cool in her new clothes. Joanna looks so cool in her new clothes. Traditional, traditional. It's traditional to give cards and presents to your friends and family at Christmas. It's traditional to give cards and presents to your friends and family at Christmas. Cookie, cookie. Emma was hungry, so she ate some cookies. Emma was hungry, so she ate some cookies.